Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, March 23, 2025.
Zelensky's visit to Donetsk amid ongoing conflict. Ukrainian President Zelensky toured the Donetsk region on March 22, 2025, during a continuing struggle with Russian forces. In Pokrovsk, he met with military commanders to discuss their current readiness. Zelensky recognized brave soldiers with state awards for their courage. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry plans to purchase about 4.5 million drones with first-person view technology this year, a significant increase from last year. This move highlights Ukraine's commitment to enhancing its military capabilities against ongoing threats. The situation in Donetsk remains tense, with both sides locked in a fierce battle for control. What does this mean for Ukraine's future?
The tense relationship between Trump and Roberts. Donald Trump and John Roberts, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, have a relationship filled with conflict. Since 2015, when Trump criticized Roberts for backing the Affordable Care Act, their dynamic has been strained. In 2016, Roberts swore Trump in as president, marking a key moment in American politics. However, Trump's calls for impeaching federal judges have sparked public disagreements with Roberts. This ongoing struggle highlights the tricky relationship between the president and the courts. Their interactions raise important questions about public trust in the legal system and the future of American democracy. What does this mean for governance in the United States? Stay tuned as this political drama unfolds.
Economic impact of Trump's trade tariffs. On March 22, 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump imposed a 25% tax on steel and aluminum imports, aiming to boost domestic production. However, this decision has raised concerns about its economic impact, leading to counteractions from other countries and causing turmoil in global markets. The term "Trumpcession" has emerged to describe the potential economic downturn linked to these policies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warned that the economy might slow down during a necessary adjustment period, with no guarantees against a recession. Recent stock market trends show sharp declines, reflecting a loss of investor confidence. Consumer sentiment in the U.S. dropped to 57.9 in March 2025, the lowest since November 2022, driven by rising inflation and increasing prices for essential goods. Martin Wolf from the Financial Times cautioned that these tariff hikes could hinder Trump's goal of increasing domestic production. A survey of 49 economists predicts U.S. growth at just 1.6% for 2025, down from 2.3% in December 2022. In a broader context, Trump's tariffs are creating barriers that disrupt the global trade system, with the OECD revising its growth forecast down to 3.1% for 2025. Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz warned that these aggressive policies could pose risks to both the U.S. and global economies, suggesting that continued tariffs might lead to a depression similar to the Great Depression of the 1930s.
Trilateral meeting on security and economic cooperation. On March 22, 2025, foreign ministers from Japan, South Korea, and China met in Tokyo to strengthen their cooperation on security and economic issues. This gathering marked their first discussion since 2023, highlighting the urgent need for dialogue amid rising global uncertainties. Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, and South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Tae-ho emphasized the importance of working together to tackle shared challenges, especially North Korea's nuclear weapons program. They acknowledged the historical tensions stemming from World War II and recognized this moment as a pivotal change in regional relations. Wang Yi pointed out that their combined population is nearly 1.6 billion, with an economic output exceeding $24 trillion, showcasing their immense market potential. He expressed China's eagerness to restart free trade talks and expand its role in the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP. Despite ongoing differences, the meeting aimed to build trust among the three nations. Cho Tae-ho urged China to help persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear ambitions and call for an immediate end to unlawful military partnerships with Russia. The discussions also touched on Japan's seafood imports, which China banned after the Fukushima nuclear plant's wastewater release in 2023. This trilateral meeting reflects the evolving dynamics in East Asia, particularly as China's influence grows and its implications for relations with the United States and its allies.
Shift in U.S. immigration enforcement. Trump administration is making a bold change in U.S. immigration enforcement. Federal agents, who usually handle crimes like child abuse and drug trafficking, will now focus on immigration laws. This shift supports President Donald Trump's promise to deport millions of unauthorized immigrants. Thousands of federal law enforcement officials are being transferred, altering government priorities. The Department of Homeland Security is at the forefront of this initiative, raising concerns among immigrant communities about increased fear and possible legal challenges. What does this mean for public safety and the effectiveness of law enforcement? As this policy unfolds, it ignites a vital debate about the future of immigration in America.
European officials raise concerns over U.S. dollar support. European central banking officials are sounding the alarm about their growing dependence on the U.S. Federal Reserve for dollar support during market turmoil. This worry stems from uncertainties about U.S. financial backing, especially influenced by the Trump administration's policies that have shaken trust in international cooperation. The Fed has historically provided vital liquidity to European banks in times of crisis. For example, in 2023, it supplied tens of billions of dollars to the Swiss National Bank, helping Credit Suisse meet urgent cash demands and avert a financial disaster. Now, with about 17% of Eurozone banks funding in U.S. dollars, officials are informally exploring alternatives to the Fed's support. ECB President Christine Lagarde noted that the relationship with the Fed has remained stable since Trump took office. While many believe the Fed will continue to honor its commitments, concerns about reduced cooperation from U.S. authorities could threaten the economic health of the Eurozone.
Protests against job cuts led by Elon Musk. On March 22, 2025, about 100 demonstrators gathered outside a Tesla dealership in Washington, D.C., expressing their anger towards Elon Musk, the billionaire CEO of Tesla and SpaceX. The protests were sparked by Musk's role in the Department of Government Efficiency, which plans to cut over 100,000 jobs from a federal workforce of more than 2 million. Protesters waved signs and danced, sharing their frustration over the job losses and their impact on families. Supportive honks from passing cars filled the air as the crowd rallied. Similar protests occurred in other U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, and even in Toronto, Canada, where some Canadians pledged to boycott U.S. products due to rising tariffs. These demonstrations highlight growing concerns among citizens about government policies and corporate power. What do you think about the effects of corporate decisions on everyday lives?
OpenAI and Meta's AI partnership in India. OpenAI and Meta platforms are teaming up with Reliance Industries to boost AI services in India. Reports from The Information reveal that Reliance Jio may distribute OpenAI's ChatGPT. To make ChatGPT more accessible, OpenAI is considering lowering its subscription price from $20 to around $1.34. Reliance is also looking to sell OpenAI's models to businesses through an API, while planning to host these models locally to protect customer data. A key part of this collaboration is the construction of a large data center in Jamnagar, Gujarat, with a capacity of 3 gigawatts, which would be among the largest globally. This partnership highlights the growing interest in AI technology across India.
Israeli military operations and hostage negotiations. Israeli military operations are ongoing as negotiations for hostages continue. On March 22, 2025, senior advisor Ofer Fok announced that Israel will keep applying military pressure on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. This decision follows calls for a ceasefire and increased humanitarian aid from European nations like Britain, France, and Germany. Fok emphasized that military actions were key to securing a truce in November 2023, which led to the release of 80 hostages. The situation in Gaza has escalated, with Israel resuming airstrikes and deploying ground troops after a brief calm. While details of the negotiations remain unclear, Israel has accepted proposals from U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, for a truce lasting until after Ramadan and the Jewish Passover. Hamas has accused Israel of breaking the January ceasefire by not pursuing permanent negotiations. Despite this, Hamas is reviewing Witkoff's proposals. Recent airstrikes have resulted in at least 130 deaths and 263 injuries, prompting urgent calls for a ceasefire from both Arab and European nations. The conflict has led to over 49,000 Palestinian deaths, highlighting the critical need for humanitarian assistance and a resolution to the ongoing violence.
Drone attack on Kyiv. On March 22, 2025, Russia struck Kyiv, targeting apartment buildings in the historic Podol district. The attack caused multiple fires, prompting a swift response from emergency services. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko reported no immediate injuries, but the blasts were heard across the city. The Ukrainian Air Force issued air raid alerts, urging residents to find safety. This drone strike is part of the continuing war between Russia and Ukraine, which began in 2014 with the takeover of Crimea. As tensions escalate, concerns about civilian safety in conflict zones grow.
European travel warnings for the U.S. Several European countries have issued new travel warnings for the U.S. after multiple nationals, including German citizens, were detained upon arrival. The German Foreign Office is deeply concerned, emphasizing that approval from the travel authorization system, known as ESDA, doesn't guarantee entry. Reports indicate that three German nationals were held at entry points, including one permanent resident, with two returning to Germany. In response, the British government updated its travel advice, alerting travelers to strict enforcement of U.S. immigration laws, which could lead to arrest for violations. Finland also cautioned travelers to avoid large gatherings in major U.S. cities due to the risk of protests turning violent. The Finnish Foreign Ministry noted that even valid travel documents might not ensure entry under current U.S. policies, which now require visa or ESDA applicants to declare their gender and gender at birth. These changes reflect significant shifts in U.S. immigration policy, leaving many travelers uncertain about their plans.
Urgent call for global action on climate change. Simon Steele, the Executive Secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, recently urged the world to unite in tackling the climate crisis during a speech in Berlin, Germany. He warned that if we don't meet our commitments under the UN Paris Agreement, we could see a dangerous rise in temperatures of up to 5 degrees Celsius, which would have severe effects on humanity. Current projections suggest a potential increase of 3 degrees Celsius, posing serious risks to economies and communities globally. Steele highlighted the destruction caused by climate change, including devastating floods, droughts, and wildfires that threaten lives and infrastructure. He emphasized the need for climate finance to support at-risk developing countries that are hit hardest by these impacts, despite contributing the least to the crisis. He also discussed the role of carbon pricing in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Steele praised China for its leadership in renewable energy, noting that in 2023, the country accounted for over 50% of the world's newly installed renewable energy capacity. His message is clear. Collective action is essential to confront the pressing challenges of climate change. What role will you play in this global effort?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.